This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. This is Sport Today, your weekday sports news podcast that puts you ahead of the game. I'm Sam Ferris.
And I'm Martin Gabor. It's Monday, the 20th of June.
In your sport today, Aussies strike gold in the pool, Australia go down in Sri Lanka, bulk changes for the Blues for Origin 2, and the Aussie darts players on the cusp of glory. This is your sport today. We're starting the week in the water because that's where Australia's swimmers have starred at the FINA World Swimming Championships in Budapest. Gabs, the Aussies haven't sent their best team, but that hasn't stopped them winning some gold.
No, we are 2 days in and we've already got 2 gold and another 2 medals. Fez, this all started on Sunday morning Aussie time when Elijah Winnington lived up to his name and won the men's freestyle 400-metre final with a personal best time of 3 minutes 41.22 seconds, which now means that Ian Thorpe is the only Aussie man to swim the 400 metres freestyle faster than Winnington. Then it was the women's 4x100 freestyle relay team. They continued their dominance even without 3 of the swimmers who won gold in Tokyo. They ended up swimming the 5th fastest time in history, and anchoring the relay was Shayna Jack. She won her first gold medal after a 2-year doping ban.
Yep, in her first global meet since that ban ended. And that's, of course, not to mention the silver medal the men's 4x100-meter freestyle team won. And that was all off the back of Kyle Chalmers' stunning anchor leg as well. He swam a 46.6 to come from the clouds to win the silver for the Aussies. Speaking of, Australia won another silver overnight.
Yeah, that was Kaylee McEwen. She finished 2nd in the women's 200-meter individual medley. Now, McEwen, she sprung a bit of a surprise earlier on day 2 when she decided to pull out of the 100 metre backstroke so she could put all her efforts into the 200 medley. Now, McEwen, she's the world record holder and the Olympic champ in the 100 metre backstroke, and she was considered the favourite to win the event in Budapest. But McEwen, she had to settle for silver in the medley because 20-year-old American Alex Walsh won it in a personal best time to get the gold medal.
Yep, but the Aussie team says McEwen will swim both events at the Commonwealth Games, so we'll see her back in a pet event pretty soon. The swimming champs continue this week. You can watch it all on 9Gem and 9Go. To cricket news now, and Australia will need to win the 2 remaining matches to win the ODI series in Sri Lanka after they lost the 3rd one-day this morning. Gabs, a huge partnership sunk the Aussies.
Yeah, bad timing on my part. I said I'd go to bed last night when he took the next wicket. That did not happen as early as I was hoping. That's because Pathum Nisanka and Kusal Mendes, they put on 170 for the 2nd wicket, and that pretty much sealed the game for Sri Lanka. The Aussies had earlier won the toss and decided to bat first with no Steve Smith because he was out with a quad injury. Travis Head, he hit 70 not out as Australia posted 6 for 291, but that total just proved a little bit too short. Nisanka, he scored a career best 137, and Mendes, he made 87 and was looking pretty good for 100, but actually had to retire hurt, so didn't get there with what appeared to be bad cramps. But Fez, it didn't stop Sri Lanka from winning by 6 wickets with 9 balls to spare.
So plenty of work ahead for the Aussies if they're to win the series from here. The next match is in Colombo tomorrow from 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. You can watch that on Foxtel and KO. 4 teams entered the Super Netball finals this weekend. Only 3 remain in the hunt for the title. Gabs, we already knew the final was going to be in Perth regardless of who won, but now it turns out it'll be a home game.
Yeah, so the context here is that cash-strapped Netball Australia, they sold the grand final to Perth a bit earlier this year, and that caused a lot of anger among players and some fans. Now, the winner of the major semi-final, they've hosted the grand final in the past, and as it turns out, they will again this year. That's because the West Coast Fever beat minor premiers the Melbourne Vixens 71-62 on Saturday. So the Vixens, they're still alive. They're now going to play the Giants, who beat the Magpies 55-48 yesterday in Sydney. Now, the Vixens, they beat the Giants both times they played in the regular season. So if they can make it a hat-trick this year, then they are going to be in the final next week.
Yep, the Giants-Vixen match is set for this Saturday, June the 25th in Melbourne, and that's the grand final a week later on Sunday, July the 3rd over there in Perth. All these matches are on Foxtel and KO. Let's go to rugby league now, because the New South Wales squad for Game 2 of the State of Origin series dropped last night. Gabs, we were expecting a few changes from the team that lost the series opener, but probably not this many.
Seven changes in total from the squad that went down 16-10 in Game 1. Now, I think we spent most of the day firing off the rumours we were hearing in the group chat. That was before the team came through last night. Blues coach Brad Fittler, he's named a 22-man squad in alphabetical order, so we don't actually know exactly what the team is going to be for Sunday's game in Perth, but it does look like Matt Burton and CSC Vitalikai are going to make their debuts, while veteran Jake Trbojevic, and a lot of Manly fans are going to be happy to hear this, he is going to get a recall on the bench. Plenty of changes, Fez, but still no room for winger Josh Adokar. He scored 10 tries in 12 games for New South Wales, but just can't get back into this team.
Well, we won't have to wait too much longer to find out who is in the starting sides. Both the Blues and Maroons are expected to finalise their squads later today. Our trivia question brought to you by the League Live app. When was the last time New South Wales won the State of Origin series after losing Game 1? Gabs, give us a clue.
Yeah, well, the last time this happened, Game 2 was also in Perth, and the Blues made heaps of changes going into that one.
Could be a good omen for Blues fans, Gabs. Find out the answer at the end of the show. We're 1 week away from the third tennis Grand Slam of the year, but Gabs, we found out over the weekend that a couple of big names will not be playing at Wimbledon.
Yet no strawberries and cream for Naomi Osaka this year, the former world number one. She's going to miss Wimbledon, and that's because of an Achilles injury, but she's not the only women's star who's going to miss the event. So 2014 runner-up Eugenie Bouchard, she won't play, but it's not because of injury. This has to do with Wimbledon's decision to ban Russian and Belarusian players from competing because of the invasion. Now, the ATP and WTA, that's the Men's and Women's Tennis Federations, they then decided to get rid of ranking points to punish Wimbledon over that decision. And Bouchard says she doesn't want to waste her time playing at a tournament if it won't help improve her ranking.
No, we won't see those two, but it does look like we'll see Rafael Nadal play next week. He's won both Grand Slams this year, but he's been battling a chronic foot injury. There's more good news, though, because we know that 23-time Grand Slam winner Serena Williams will make her return at Wimbledon after a year out with injury. It's been a really, really good week for Aussies and World Cups. It started with the Socceroos qualifying for the FIFA World Cup, and Gabs, the Aussies are now killing it in the darts.
Bullseye. It has been a big morning for the Aussie team of Damon Hedder and Simon Whitlock at the World Cup of Darts. They beat Belgium in the quarterfinals, and that set up a showdown with England. Now, that was always going to be really tough because England are the number one seeds, but it ended up being just way too tough for the English. We won 2-0 with Hetta and Whitlock both winning their singles matches. So they're in the final for the first time since 2012, and they're playing Wales just as we record this. And that team, they won it all in 2020.
And Gabs, I've got a great update. The Aussies have just won the World Cup. They won 3-1, their first ever World Cup win. All the details are in the Sport Today newsletter. Sign up with the link in the bio. Time for Catch This, the stuff that caught our eye. What's coming up? Gabs, what do you got?
Yeah, well, it's the final round of the men's US Open golf, and boy, is it tight at the top. Big names like John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, and Rory McIlroy are there. It's on as we speak, so make sure you tune into Foxtel and KO to see who wins.
That's my morning sorted, Gabs. And just a quick one, Max Verstappen has won the Canadian F1 Grand Prix over Carlos Sainz and Lewis Hamilton in third. Check out the Sport Today newsletter for all the race results there. The link is in the bio for you to subscribe. As for today's trivia question brought to you by the League Live app, When was the last time New South Wales won the State of Origin series after dropping Game 1? Gabs, when was it?
Yeah, lost Game 1 in 2019, made heaps of changes, went to Perth and won there.
As a Blues fan, I remember that one very well. That's us done for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow and we'll catch you then.